Well, I'm Ben Steele, and I'm from Billings. I'm a native of Montana. This is the Bataan Death March. And it depicts guys that fell out on the march, and then they'd shoot, kill them. They'd bayonet them or shoot them. Filipinos, we used to put buckets of water along the side of the road because we knew we were thirsty. So this is another one of the death march. And it shows the Filipinos throwing food to us. And we'd all fight over the food or try to get some of it. This is the first camp we went to, which is Camp O'Donnell. There were 10,000 of us captured. And not counting the ones that fell out on the march, there were 2,500 of us died here. And it shows the fellows with strings of canteens carrying water for fellows that were sick back in the areas. And this shows the burial details of Camp O'Donnell. I was on this detail in the digging grave. And then I went on a detail to build a road in the jungle area, and what we call Tiabas Road. And I'm one of 50 survivors out of 325 men. This is shows going on the detail where they issued the dry rice, and we cooked it in our canteens or any kind of a container we had, and we had to build our own fires and that sort of thing. And this again on Tiabas Road, and I call it the beggars, because guys trying to beg food from the Japanese. They put us on ships to Japan, and they put 1,100 of us on this freighter, and that's what this painting is here, down the holds of the ship going to Japan. We call them hell ships. We were on this ship for 62 days. In Japan, I worked the coal mines for a year. And we used to, it was 3 miles underground, if you could believe that. It was an old mine that had been mined for years. And they reopened it, I think, just put us guys to work. And so I did that for a year until the war ended. Every once in a while I get a notion to do one of those, and I set it up on the usual terminal. But
so you're gonna do some more?
I might. Well, last one, huh? I'm 89 years old, you know. I don't even buy green bananas anymore.